The last time Ross Noble was in, he floated this fantastic idea for a movie.
It's a biopic of, I would say, possibly the greatest Australian ever.
Hello, Frank Walker, National Park.
He's a mysterious figure.
I remember playing Frank Walker ads 20 years ago. I guarantee you, it's a different Frank
it's
Walker.
It's not.
Scott's on the line.
I know he doesn't have a voice double.
Do you know Frank?
Yeah, I work for Frank.
Would he be happy for Ross Noble to play him in a biopic?
His humanoid tour is set to work its way around the country next February and March, and we welcome him back to the show right now, Ross Noble.
Hello.
Hello.
Good
hello.
To see you, Ross.
Hello.
It's lovely to be back.
How's it going now?
Very
you put
good.
Pen to paper, the biopic, are you, it's, are you
I'm
working your way through the raw material?
I'm working on it. There's so much to go
is
through,
there?
You know.
Did we work out if you play him? Are you doing
I'm definitely
that?
Playing
okay.
him.
What's the opening scene? What would the opening scene be?
Well, I think it's a young Frank as a child, and he's in his country retreat. He's in his country. He lives in, I don't know, but I'm just guessing.
Maybe he comes out of the womb. Hello.
Hello. And I think as he comes out,
yes.
he looks down and his mother, the floor of the maternity ward, the hospital
yes.
room, it's got wooden floor. And all the juices, what would you call it? Not, the fluids.
Water,
the fluids,
the
fluid, yeah.
Can we not fluid. Say fluid?
The amniotic liquids. As they hit the floor, and there's a little look in the
a
tiny baby,
Ding.
Yeah, in his eyes, and he thinks, one day, I will not stand for absorbent flooring.
And we crash, boom, to 35 years later.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny.
You. But I've got a little update on the Frank Walker situation.
Please.
Turns out Frank Walker's grandchildren, hello, because they're yes. listening. Frank Walker's grandchildren listened to this show.
Oh, they heard the whole thing.
They heard the whole thing. Yes.
Right.
Well, they can back up that it is his
Frank,
real
is
voice.
Did you hear the conversation? Is it the real Frank Walker?
My wife talked to their dad and he went, you'll never guess. She didn't know it was, she had no idea. She went, well, and he said, is there some sort of, I'm not sure if there's some kind of tile man confidentiality. is it like a legal thing?
Or yeah, like legal or a doctor or
yeah,
a
exactly.
lawyer. Confidentiality yeah. clause with
yeah.
a tile
exactly.
guy.
Exactly, but apparently, yeah, and he said to my wife, my kids. Are great.
So your wife randomly met Mr. Walker's son.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
Right. I don't know if he's still with. I shouldn't be airing there.
If she was ever going to leave you, that would be who it was for.
Wasn't it for you?
Oh, it was for you.
Now. Hey, now, listen to me.
You said that on purpose.
What are you?
He just likes to remind,
did you,
likes to remind me.
I know.
That he's next
I
in
know.
Line.
And
did
I'm
you?
Just
Yeah. Question without notice.
You're looking well, actually. Can
Thank
I just say,
you. Oh, well,
you're looking
kind.
Very healthy.
Thank
She'll
you.
Be pleased.
Can I,
She'll be
can
pleased.
I, can
so
I get a job in the Frank Walker movie? Could I play someone? Could I be a rival tile guy?
You know who you could be? You could be the king of the carpet court.
Oh, good.
That's a
carpet court.
That's good.
You could be the experts
the
in the trade.
Yeah, you could be the carpet court jester.
Yeah.
And then, like, secretly.
Just kind of mad.
And yeah, and him and you and Frank meet up yeah. in a car park, and he says, look, I'll do timber, laminate, and tiles, and you do carpet.
So we divvy up the kingdom.
Divvy it up a bit like the Cray twins. You know the
The Cray twins. They're like my boys.
Yeah.
Is that who and then we have a knife fight. Do we? Yeah. Me and Frank have a
to
or
the death.
Smashed. You have one of those carpet. You know the things for cutting the carpets with those knives.
Yes.
Carpet cutters.
Oh, they're very sharp.
And Frank has
a box cutter.
A box cutter. And Frank has a smashed tile.
Am I still in the jester costume, though?
Yes, of course.
Do I ever get out of it?
100%.
Every
you stay in it.
As he swings at you, he chops off the tricorn hat. You know, the three, he's got the
three
points
stumps.
On it. He chops the bells off, one at a time.
No, but I try and sneak up on me in the middle of the night, but my bells can be
exactly.
Here's my bells. Ding-a-ling-a-ding. Hang on a second. It's the carpet court jester.
And he also, even before he hears the bells, he hears, because he hasn't got any carpet in any, his whole house is tiled. So he hears the banging of the hard shoes.
Oh no,
it's called Jester wouldn't wear hard shoes.
No, I've got like
the felt
with the curly
slippers. Bells on the end.
You've gone mad.
Yeah. So that's if you are planning on burglarizing somebody.
And do I go mad on a full moon or something? Like the Jester must be like a Batman.
He's got a dark side.
Like the Joker.
I'm normally like, yeah, a bit like this, and then all of a sudden, once a month, I want to have
The Joker.
Like a sort of like a budget version of the Joker.
budget.
Very dark.
No, but what I mean is
like
the Joker. The Joker's like the ultimate baddie, but the Jester's like a kind of, you know when you get
working his way up the order,
like a supermarket's own brand villain. It's like that. Are you the Joker? No, I'm the Jester.
Right, I'm a new kid on the block. I'm earning my stripe. Hang about, can you? While we work,
I'll be
on
told
this.
That thought.
Do you know what we should do? Let's workshop this while we play a song.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I would go and see that movie.
That's what I like
instantly.
To do. I like to come in here and talk about nothing but Frank Walker.
So far, so good.
It's working.
All right. Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, Ross Noble's here. Humanoid is coming to Australia in February from the 20th to the 28th of March, all around Australia. You can get all your ticket details at alist.com.au.
Glad you can squeeze us in, because we've just been talking in the break and you've been gallivanting around the world.
Scooting around the world, yeah.
Playing at some terrific venues. You've gone to London, you said to Galway, to New York and big theatre. I asked you about the theatres you play because it's a fascinating thing about touring. None of them are quite the same.
Yeah,
You have a regular, but you're telling me... You play at where? Shaftesbury?
Now in London, I'm playing the Palladium.
Palladium, London Palladium, which is massive.
It's 2,500 seater.
It's amazing stuff.
Do you know Bruce Forsyth?
Yes, I do.
That's the same to say you die.
I see him playing Frank Walker.
He could play the organ, definitely. And the Palladium, they've got his, when he died, they put his ashes or underneath the stage.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you can go, like they're in it, they're bricked in.
Yeah.
They're not just, it'd be quite good if they were just loose in a bowl.
And then it's just a cloud of dust.
Or like, when the athletes just, like the gymnasts, or the weightlifters, and they put their hands in, and they just boom, like that. You can do that.
A bit of Forsyth floating
around. But you were saying where you used to do shows.
Oh, yeah. So I did a run of started, a couple of times I did like 6 weeks in the West End, you know. Ooh. So you've got like you'd have sort of like Les Mis on one side, and then there would be Thriller the musical that was on the other side, and
Matilda or something like that.
Up the road, and there was one night there was a couple about I would say 10 minutes into the show got up and walked out
of your show.
I've walked out of the show. That's a bit weird. Yeah. And then I was chatting to one of the guys that worked front of house, and he said apparently there's two Apollo. I was playing the Apollo Shaftesbury Avenue. There's another Apollo. There's the Hammersmith Apollo, and there's also the Victoria Apollo. And these people left, and the reason they were so angry was, he said, "Why are you leaving?" He said, "This isn't Wicked," and they genuinely thought. They bought for the...
This is a really shit-ass
weekend. That's a really shit-ass weekend.
There's only one of them.
But it took them 15 minutes, and they went... He hasn't done. He's not green, and he hasn't stopped.
He's done one song.
He hasn't broken into song.
Exactly, and he's not.
I'll tell you what I did the other day. I walked past the telly, and I saw just the closing credits, and it was Graham Norton. He goes, "Would you please take our guest, Ross Noble?" Yeah. And the Graham Norton show is a great. I absolutely love the show.
I do shows outside of Australia.
Yes, I know you do because you're
I'm
a traveller.
International.
But it's you. There, you're on with some interesting guests,
you
including
know what?
Yeah.
That's what I love about that show. I did it once with, Celia Imrie from, she's from, you'd know her, she's in, Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Oh, yes, I don't know.
I did it once with her and Sean Penn.
Oh, wow.
Now, there's a crazy mixer.
That's worlds colliding.
That is worlds colliding. Yeah. Well, you did a show with Emilia Clarke, who, of course, is the mother of dragons in Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
And she seems like a good bird.
Yeah, she's good. And if you go out for a meal with her, when the waiter comes over and says, just be careful, that plate, it's hot, so I'm not bothered. He just takes it straight away.
Well, another person wouldn't be bothered is Jason Momoa, who is a big unit himself, and he's in that, what's he in this?
Aquaman.
It's really hard to pick you two apart.
I was going to say.
Here's an interesting thing. He was telling me that several years ago, he lived in Adelaide.
Really?
He would have stood out in Adelaide, I would imagine, because he's a... He's 6'7" or something, isn't he?
His ex-girlfriend was from Adelaide, so he spent, before he was famous.
She let him slip away.
He was knocking about. He's knocking about. I tell you
what. Did he have a shirt on? Every time I see him, doesn't have a shirt on.
I mean, if you look like him, you would have a shirt on. He's just going, my buttons are broken.
It's fine for him, but I have to be told.
Is it good fun doing that show?
Yeah, it's great. It's great fun.
Seems very relaxed and easygoing.
I think it got edited out. I don't know what they left in the show, but I think it got edited out. I basically which I wanted to know, right? And I asked Jason Momoa, and I don't think he took it in the spirit in which it was intended. I said to him, now forgive me if this was left in the show, but I don't think it was. Right. Basically, you know, like Aquaman, I don't know if you've seen the film Aquaman.
No, right? I haven't.
It's got a lot of men riding sharks, right? Now, there's no film, in my opinion, that can't be improved with somebody riding a shark.
A shark?
The jester would ride a shark.
Jaws is a good film, right? Yes. But if somebody come out the water riding that shark, it's already better. And I said to him, and like I say, sorry if this was left in the show, and I'm just repeating myself, but basically, bloke riding a shark, I went, this is a great film. Two blokes riding sharks, it's got better, hasn't it? It's gotten twice as good, right? So by the time there was 100 men riding sharks, I thought, this is the greatest film ever made, right? And what I wanted to know from Momoa, which he refused to tell me, at the end of Aquaman, when Aquaman, he becomes Aquaman and he stood there in the full suit, right? Why is Aquaman wearing shoes? Right? Because at no point he floats. That's the point of he floats in the water.
We should have flippers. To go with riding a shark, but you lost me with the shoes.
Unless it was when because we've all come up a pebbly beach and gone, like that. But I'm sure Aquaman can.
What type of shoes were they?
He's wearing like big,
like desert boots,
like boots up to his knees, with like sort of
fins on them. No, he should have webbed toes.
Yeah, exactly. But he uses his feet to swim because he's Aquaman.
We've all done the Aquaman.
Why are you wearing shoes?
Does he wear yellow Speedos at least in the film?
He doesn't. There's no.
I'm going to go and watch that film now.
But you know what? At the end, you'll see it and you'll go,
oh, well, I
shouldn't be wearing.
Does he cover himself in chicken fat like Des Renford used to when he was swimming the British Channel? Is he?
Perhaps. Perhaps that's maybe why the Kentucky Fried Chicken has come up. Maybe it's the sea.
We're running out of time and I want to give you tour dates, quick.
Oh, yes. Okay, I've got extra shows on. So if you thought the tour was finished, it's not.
What are the extra shows? Quick, go, Jane.
Oh, well,
you don't have them.
Well, no, I don't. I've
from
got
Thursday the 20th at Wonthaggi, then you're Narrewarren in Melbourne, Warragul, Preston, Kyneton, Geelong.
Are they the extra ones?
Toowoomba, I'm doing. Am I doing Toowoomba?
Ipswich, you're going Gympie as well.
You're going everywhere.
Lismore.
I'm filling in the gaps of the
ones. He does London, LA, New York, Gympie. I love this bloke.
It's got to be good.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, Ross Noble still with us, by the way. Ross's show, Humanoid, is coming all around Australia.
Extra mentioned shows, some of those. Mate.
Yeah, so we've got, you're going to Burnie, you're going to Devonport, Launceston, Ross, Hobart as well, Shepparton, Moorabbin, all over. Wollongong, Newcastle.
The
I'm
Gong.
Smashing it down in Tasmania there.
Yeah, fantastic.
Mate, we love Tasmania to all our listeners down there. Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to Penguin, though. I've played Penguin before.
I love that
What's
name.
Penguin?
It's a Penguin's town.
It's a town?
Yeah.
Come on.
Best name ever.
We're going to give one to all the birds.
Guess what they've got? What? Big concrete penguins. Of course they are.
But do they have actual penguins?
I don't think so.
Well, why would you call your town Penguin if they don't have actual penguins?
They're very lazy people in those days.
They've got penguins down there, haven't they?
You'd have to have a penguin.
I mean, Phillip Island's got penguins.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but that's their thing. They're known for it. Yeah. You would have thought if there was
they've
penguins
taken them all.
In Penguin. If I was Phillip Island, I would sue Penguin. That's our thing. Yeah. Yeah. Or I'd go and steal the big penguin.
You're just angry because the penguin is a Batman villain.
Hey, the court jester. That's the court jester's tailor made.
I kept seeing you in a court jester outfit.
And I'd be crazy with crazy makeup.
What, do you remember a few years back there was I don't know if it was over here or whether the news, but we had the Northampton clown. It was a guy.
But he was a baddie.
He was a baddie and he used to be a bloke dressed as a clown. Yeah. He used to stand around in alleyways and stuff, freaking people out.
Not pleasant.
You know? And he would sort of like chase people and.
Would he do children's parties?
He did turn up to some schools.
I'm thinking,
perhaps.
Why don't you dress as the jester? What? Better still, right?
I've
got it.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. This
what is
it, right? It's the Kennedy Molloy jester, right? And what you do is you go out. Right, but not in the daytime.
No,
you go out late at night.
Is it only full moon or is it any night?
Perfect. On the night of a full moon,
watch
you
it.
Stand in a very unsavory part of town.
But he does that anyway. What's the difference?
Well, that's the point.
It's not as a jester.
You're dressed as a jester and you stand there for 20 minutes, and anyone who isn't terrified
can come and approach.
Gets a, I don't know, a CD.
It's a prize.
You still get a prize.
Hey, mate, I wonder, have you done, I like where you're going with this. Have you done shows in Germany? Have you done shows?
Yes. a long time
ago. I got a story from Germany I'd like to run by. The biggest, I think, jewellery heist ever has just taken place. $1.6 billion worth has been stolen from basically Germany's Fort Knox. By what they say is one of the greatest organised crime heists in history. There's many details I could run through, but here's the one I like. Local reports in Germany say the thieves were noticeably small and able to fit through a tiny window. Now, are you going to profile? Who are you looking for in Germany? If you're looking for tiny...
jockeys?
Are you about to ask me the question that we all ask ourselves on a daily basis, child or dwarf?
Is it a child or dwarf?
Child or dwarf.
Which is a good name for my game show. That's what I'm asking you. Now, the dwarf would have the advantage because a greater brain capacity, but chunkier thighs. So you're going through a smaller hole.
If he was to grease himself up with Kentucky Fried Chicken, he's... Honestly.
I knew we'd link that to KFC.
How would you audition them for the...
audition. Robert, you can tell you're not a criminal. We need to, darlings, we need audition. To audition.
You make him go through a cat flap. You go, all right, go and get... How do you... I think this is amazing.
No, it's Germans, really ingenious. They cut off the power supply. They started a small fire at an electrical panel near the museum.
That's dwarf.
They broke... before breaking a grill on the side of the building and climbing through a window into the museum.
A tiny window.
Mischievous kids, though.
There's going to be kids farting around.
This place was once boasted. It was as secure as Fort Knox, they reckon.
Well, it was.
There is surveillance footage.
It was until the dwarf stroke kids came.
Correct.
Right?
All I'm hoping is, I know this is an audacious plan that's been pulled off, but I really hope they do catch them. Because how funny is the picture going to be when they take, you know, the mug shot?
Oh, yeah.
And they have the height chart? It's just going to be, it'll just be the tops. It's
top of
the tops of the heads. The usual suspects.
Police are on the lookout for sleepy, toughy, punchy. Oh, God, I can't do it anymore. Hey, well done.
God.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We love it when you swing by. Have fun in Tassie. Have fun around Australia.
Come back
and
see us.
We always enjoy it.
Certainly come and see us.
Ross Noble. Right.